foreigner in South Carolina is warning Americans, particularly young people in school, about the dangers of consuming too much caffeine. The drug's been blamed for the death of an otherwise healthy high school student, a 16-year-old who experienced a heart problem last month. He'd had 3 caffeinated drinks, including coffee and an energy drink, in a 2-hour period. And then he collapsed at South Carolina's Spring Hill High School. The coroner says the teenager had no prior heart conditions and that no other drugs or alcohol were found in his body. Caffeine is not a leading cause of death for people in this age range, at least globally. According to a new report from the World Health Organization, vehicle injuries, lower respiratory infections, self-harm, disease, and drowning are most responsible for the deaths of people ages 10 to 19. Drug and alcohol abuse are a greater factor in wealthier countries. And given that an estimated 73% of American children consume some kind of caffeine every day, experts are working to draw more attention to the dangers of this legal drug.
Coffee, soda, energy drinks, they're loaded with caffeine. You know that. But the one thing people often forget, caffeine is a drug.